Welcome to your five for the day. Most people in my age group will remember Muhammad Ali when he was in his prime. Even if you were not into boxing, he grabbed your attention. Not only was he an outstanding boxer, he was a master at the art of self-promotion. Even now at my age, I remember him shouting, "I am the greatest." And the little poems he made up, such as "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, his hands can't hit what his eyes can't see." Sometimes his comments were quite crazy. On one occasion, when flying on a plane, he refused to buckle his seatbelt, stating that Superman don't need no seatbelt. The air hostess was quick-witted and smart and responded, "If you are Superman, you don't need no plane." It's hard to know what was said in jest, what was all hype for the boxing ring, or to play mind games with his opponents. He shot to fame by winning light heavyweight gold at the 1960 Rome Olympics. Nicknamed the greatest, he beat Sonny Liston in 1964 to win his first world title and became the first boxer to capture a world heavyweight title on three separate occasions. Muhammad Ali entertained the world for more than half a century with his legendary one-liners and witticisms. He earned a place in history for his outstanding abilities. But no matter how great, successful, impressive you might be in life, at the end of the day, we are all mortal. Sadly, Muhammad Ali died on the 3rd of June 2016. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but we have to ask the question, what does all that fame and fortune mean to him now? Was it all just a game to be played and it's all over? The Bible says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Death is not the end, just the end of this life. Life is short, but it is not a game. It is serious. We are created by God and have a soul that will never die. 7 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus claims to be the great I Am. On every one of those occasions, the I Am reinforces the deity of Jesus, stating his claim to be God and describing him as the only one who can meet man's greatest needs in life. Jesus once fed over 5,000 people and declared, "I am the bread of life." He alone is able to satisfy the greatest spiritual hunger in your life. There is no other way to have life. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He healed a blind man groping in darkness and then opened his spiritual eyes so he could see the great I Am and worship him. Are you wandering around in a spiritual darkness, following one blind guide after another? Jesus is the only light you need to guide you into God's holy presence. Jesus said that he is the only door into God's presence. He said, "I am the door." All other doors lead down the wrong path, but Jesus is the entrance into eternal life. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." Every individual is like a wandering, stray, lost lamb caught in the briars of sin. Jesus is the only good shepherd. He will take you by the hand and lead you into his Father's presence. Jesus conquered death. Not only did he say, "I am the resurrection and life," but he rose from the dead to prove it. In fact, this is the greatest evidence that Jesus Christ is the great I Am. He died, was buried, and 3 days later rose from the dead. Because he is alive, he can give the resurrection life. This is our hope in the face of death. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Only God can claim that. Furthermore, he sustains our spiritual life because he is the true vine, the only way, and the giver of life. Jesus said, "I am the true vine." What will you do with the great I Am? claim him as your Lord and Saviour, and worship him today.